All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the PDB. I've got one more thing before I let you go. A comment this morning from Ryan S. He emailed after the brief that I gave you on the FBI. Specifically, my suggestion that when former FBI Director James Comey leaked to the New York Times or when he writes for the Washington Post, it demonstrates their bias, their support for Democrats and against Republicans. So here's what Ryan wrote. Multiple mentions today of Democrat newspapers? Come on, seriously? I really, really thought you were better than this, Brian. This kind of lazy conservative talk just erodes your credibility. I know you're a conservative on a conservative network, but please do much better, or else you're going to start losing people. Love the show otherwise. Well, look, Ryan, I sincerely appreciate you writing in. I really appreciate it. I could hear your anger and your disappointment as I read it, and frankly, a little bit of snark too, but that's all right. So let me present my case to you and to everybody else, and then you all can decide. So let's start this broadly. Do you think that the media in general in this country is biased? Now, as you think about your answer, consider this from 15 years ago. An analysis by MSNBC.com found that 87% of journalist donors who made contributions from 2004 to 2008 gave to Democrats. Again, 87% to Democrats. So moving forward in time, the Media Research Center found that from 2008 to 2016, 94% of donors affiliated with the Big Five news outlets contributed to Democrats. Again, 94% to Democrats. During the 2016 election cycle between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, the Center for Public Integrity found that 96% of campaign donations by roughly 480 media employees went to Clinton. Again, 96% to a Democrat. Meanwhile, we've seen the same trend not only in legacy media, you know, newspapers and TVs and such, but also in social media, too. The former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, said in a congressional hearing a couple years ago that, quote, he fully admits that Twitter employees share a left-leaning bias, end quote. So data backs him up for sure on that one. According to the Federal Elections Commission, 99% of Twitter employees donated to Democrats. That is a North Korea number right there. All right, so now that we've established clear data showing a media bias in this country, many years long, and that it's largely in favor of Democrats, let's dive into the New York Times and Washington Post specifically, because they are arguably the nation's most important newspapers. So let's start with the New York Times. If you look at the editorial side of things, the New York Times hasn't endorsed a Republican for president since Dwight Eisenhower in 1956. That would suggest a degree of bias. And that's almost certainly true. Consider this. The recent New York Times opinion editor, Barry Weiss, quit the Times because the paper wasn't allowing conservative voices to be heard. And when she did publish something, an opinion piece from Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican, back during the BLM riots of 2020, there was an outrage by Times employees. Here's a tweet from one of their straight news reporters. Quote, running this Tom Cotton op-ed puts black New York Times staff in danger, end quote. Now, Ryan, if you are still not convinced, I want to tell you about a hidden camera interview of someone named Des Shue, who at the time was curating the front page of the NewYorkTimes.com. Now, in that interview, this person said of the newspaper, quote, it is widely, widely understood to be a left-leaning organization. She went on to say, quote, our main stories are supposed to be objective, but it's very difficult in this day and age to do that. The business model in this time is built on what readers want, and a lot of them are liberal, end quote. Now, the same is true of the Washington Post. The Post has endorsed Democrat presidential candidates for at least 9 presidential elections and has never endorsed a Republican for president. And why is that, do you think? Well, just like the New York Times, the Washington Post gives their readers what they want. That's because, according to a 2014 Pew Research Center survey, the majority of the Washington Post's audience, 61%, identified as a Democrat or a leftist. Just 7% were conservative. And if that's not convincing, consider their own review of their coverage of the 2016 presidential election. The Post admitted far more positive stories of Hillary Clinton and far more negative of Donald Trump. So all in all, that's why I said that the New York Times and Washington Post are liberal or Democrat media outlets. I think that their data show that, their story selection process show that, their opinion writers show that, and who they endorse for president also show that. But as always, I will let you all decide if Ryan is right on this one or me. And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes your morning brief. As always, we close out the show reminding each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.